de Soto from Spain. I led an expedition and discovered the Mississippi River on May 5, 1541.
I am Father Jacques Marquette, and this is my fellow explorer, Louis Joliet. We are Frenchmen from Canada, and we explored the Mississippi River as far south as Rosedale.
We turned back after learning from the Indians there were Spaniards and unfriendly Indians further south.
Robert Cavalier de La Salle is my name. In 1682, we sailed the Mississippi River all the way to its mouth and claimed some of the land for France.
The land was dominated by three different groups, the Spanish, the French, the English, until 1798, when Mississippi was organized as an American territory.
Hello,
I'm Jefferson Davis from Mississippi. Mississippi became the 20th state December 10, 1817. In January of 1861, it became the second state to secede from the Union. I was president of the Confederacy at the time, and a few years later, I was stripped of my U.S. citizenship. After the fall of Confederacy and a period of Reconstruction, Mississippi was readmitted to the Union in 1870. Y'all want to hear something funny? In 1978, years after I was dead and gone, Congress voted to restore my citizenship effective in 1868. Thanks, guys.
After the Civil War, the recovery was slow. The state economy was largely cotton and timber. Since 1930, much has changed and occurred. Great strides have been made in agriculture, business, industry, and education.
Mississippi has a wealthy supply of natural resources. We have plenty of rain and sunshine, along with a mild climate and rich soil. As a result, we have a lot of agriculture.
The principal crops are cotton and soybean. We also have an abundance of rice, vegetables, wheat, hay, pecans, peaches, oats, and the muscadine grape. Cattle are a leading source of income, as well as hogs, chickens, eggs, and dairy products.
Mississippi ranks number one in the world in the production of catfish.
Our forests are our most valuable natural resource. Nearly 56% of our state's total land area is forestry land. Mississippi is a national leader in tree farming and the production of furniture.
Business and industry have flourished in Mississippi. For example, we have cotton factories, food processing plants, garment factories. We produce many wood products. There are electronic and petrochemical industries. We manufacture electrical, farm machinery, and automobile parts.
Mississippi is known for its educational reform. We have come a long way and will continue to improve. Our state is on the move to bigger and better developments. Our people have purpose, vision, talent, and creativity to make it happen. We have the cream of the crop.